Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and so much more. Omaha Steaks has unmatched variety and high quality proteins that everyone loves. And right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged proteins from Omaha Steaks. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland, with every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. Saving for tomorrow can start today at Pinnacle Bank in Lincoln and Waverly. Let them help your money grow. Stop by to see them at one of their 12 local branches to open your new savings account. Pinnacle Bank member FDIC.
12 local.
12.
12. That tells you that's powerful.
Jeez.
They're big.
Powerful.
Big time.
Like Walgreens.
How about that? So I was thinking Walgreens.
Pinnacle Bank.
How about that? They're doing interest too. Put your money and earn interest. Yeah. How about that?
Do smart things.
You got to be able to make money when you're asleep. That's the key. You're never going to get ahead, really, if you're not making money sometime when you're not really out there working.
Let it work for you.
Yeah, let the money work for you. That's what Brian Morrow will be there at the game tonight.
Morrow's going.
He'll be there. Yeah, Jake will build a wave at him. They'll probably meet up. They'll probably talk before the game. So where will you go before the game, Jake?
There's a variety of places that might end up at. Gate 25 is an option.
Well, you can't take Connor to Gate 25. What?
How old are you, Connor?
He's not even listening.
Connor's not listening to the show.
He's 21.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Connor, how old are you?
He's writing on the book.
Connor's our producer. He's a new producer.
He'll be heading.
Oh, he's 19.
19. Okay, we'll
have to meet at 7:45, Connor.
Jake's gonna be hammered.
I'll be down there before then. I can't take him into the bars.
Yeah.
Connor's 19.
They'll be meeting up.
Tripp told me he's going to the game too. From Computer Hardware, Tripp's going down there, so I'll have to see Tripp.
Meet Connor? Well, how's this logistically going to work?
Outside the arena.
Okay.
By the middle doors.
Wear a sweatshirt.
Okay, wear a sweatshirt, I guess.
Wear some Husker gear, and we'll see it like 7:40 to be exact.
Let's get there a little earlier. Give me some energy in the building, I think.
Between 7:35 and 7:40.
Just think about that. This thing would have been Walgreens arena.
Yes.
If it wasn't for Brian Morrow.
That's true.
God, good point.
Wouldn't it have been? Let's go to Walgreens
like KFC
arena. KFC, yeah, whatever.
Nothing wrong with KFC.
Nothing. Agreed.
We love KFC.
Brian Morrow, though, and he'll be there.
He'll be there. Game.
You were hanging with Morrow.
Peacocking around.
Hey, you were hanging with Morrow.
Yeah, I was.
Before we get to basketball,
you'll see him tomorrow.
I saw this during the break. Going back quickly to the umpire thing from last segment, Jimmy in Alliance says this. In Alliance, he says, high school official here. Normally, the umpire is the new guy. Think about that for a second.
Yeah. Okay, put the new guy in the fire. God, there you go. Put him in there.
That's how they do it.
Oh, man.
The new guy.
That would not be fun. Yeah. Why would if in high school, I tell you that right now, the one place I'm not going to be in high school is the umpire. Can you imagine the people just flying around with no idea how to control themselves?
Nope.
No. No, nope, not doing that.
No,
one.
No.
That's why they're not all the same. So that's why it's a bugaboo.
Steve. I mean, so they're always looking for refs, and now you get a ref.
Find.
Yeah, you get a ref. Yeah. And Sipple, now you're doing this. We're going to have you be the umpire.
What do I do? I'm looking for holding hands to the face.
You're in the middle of the field.
Stand right in the middle of the field. Yeah. Where at? Right behind the linebackers. Awesome.
That'd be a lot.
That'd be a lot.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Tonight, yes, Nebraska does play Oregon. Nebraska is a 10.5 point favorite.
That's a big number.
Nebraska 16-0. Oregon 8-8. They're 1-4 in conference plays. Is that right, Sip? 1-4?
Yeah, they're 8-8 and 1-4. And here's why I think that number went up. It's because of Jackson Chelsea.
Is there an injury?
Yeah. So they were. I thought, Jake, it was 7.5 earlier in the week.
It is 10.5 as of right now.
One of the keys to tonight's game, this is right off of Robin Washett's story, is the availability of star Oregon guard Jackson Chelsea, who's missed the last three games with a wrist injury. So he's averaging 15.6. God, if they don't have him, I'm telling you, they are very limited. That is a buzzword for not good. They're limited.
They have a big guy.
Yeah, Jake likes their big
guy. Nate Biddle, who's okay. He's balding already. You'll know who he is when you see
Biddle's
him.
Good. He averages, Bill, he's 7 foot and he averages 16.8.
Ooh, that's impressive.
Yes.
I like seeing big men play.
2.4 blocks per game. So he's good. But there's a reason Nebraska's a 10.5.
So does Burke matching up with him then, Jake? What's your matchup down there low?
I'd think Burke probably. Yeah. You know, Rick Bast is an option there, but I would.
Yeah, what
I'd
is
see,
it?
I'd see Burke.
Because they have a 6'10 guy.
Burke is a better defender.
Yeah. They are big. They go 6'9", 6'10", 7 foot.
Yeah, that's concerning.
Yeah. It's yeah, concerning. Kind of. No, not that concerning, trust me.
And not for 8'8".
Yeah. They're two guards. I love their size. 6'4 guards, two of them. Then 6'9", 6'10", 7 foot. That's the kind of team I like, but they're not very good.
Man, Husker fans, embrace this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime situation. The last 20 times you decide to watch him, they've won.
They've won.
20 times you've watched him.
Including a championship in there, a title.
There's a 16-0 this year.
They won the crown. They were the champions last year. The crown.
The crown.
Beat UCF in the finals.
They did.
Did they ever? They never did do a banner, though, right?
No. I don't think you'll see a banner for the crown at PBA. Fred Hoiberg yesterday, Nebraska is right now playing with an edge.
Yeah, you know, everybody's going to have to be ready to go. And, you know, it's Oogie did not practice today. He's questionable. He's day-to-day. But, you know, we're going to need some size and physicality out there on the floor. And that's the thing. I mean, we just need our guys to go out and play with force and continue to play with an edge. When we do that again, I really like the way this team battles. And, you know, we're a good basketball team when we play with that edge. When we don't, we're not very, you know, we're just not good enough.
It'd be nice to have Oogie tonight. He says
Oogie's deal. Do you know his real name?
It's Ooga Vicious.
Yeah. Here's his deal. It's literally this. When he wakes up in the morning, if his back feels good, he'll go. Yeah. If it doesn't, he won't. It's an odd situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. There's no plans to redshirt him. Robin wrote this last week. When he wakes up, that's, you know, if he feels like going, he'll go. If he doesn't, he doesn't. There's some days where he's fine. There's some days where he's not. I've never had back problems like that. I've never had back problems, period. So I don't know how that goes.
Wonder how he woke up this morning.
I don't know.
That'd be
You've
nice
had
to
back
know.
Problems, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's not fun.
No, I know.
It's not fun. I've not had him to the level of AD, but I've had him where it's like the spasm.
AD.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron Davis.
Yes. But sometimes I'll roll over in bed and it'll spasm and I scream out loud. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's a scream in the middle of the night.
Oh,
what grabs you. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Like a cramp.
It's kind of, it's worse than a cramp.
Than a cramp.
Yes.
That's not good.
We call him Oogie because his name is Ugnius Jerusavicius. That's why I just call him Oogie. Yeah.
As long as Garcia's playing, I'm not too worried about Oogie.
Garcia is a dude.
Yeah. You know, like if Garcia would go down, I'm not hexing anything, I don't believe in jinx, then you'd really need Oogie.
Yes.
But as long as Garcia's okay, that's a big off the bench that's...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance, and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and so much more. Omaha Steaks has unmatched variety and high quality proteins that everyone loves. And right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged proteins from Omaha Steaks. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland, with every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
They're fine with
it. And right now, again, Leo Curtis is still kind of in the – you're molding him, so he's not ready to play Big man. Ten basketball yet.
Yeah. What are we on here tonight?
This is on – hang on, Bill. That is on BTN, 8 p.m.
BTN.
On BTN.
Big Ten Network. Thank you.
I'm just going to have to rely on Jake. This is great that he's going with Connor and you guys will watch it. I'm not going to be watching.
You're not going to watch a single second of the game?
No, I got plans. I can't. There's just no way.
Plans? What's going on at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday? This doesn't sound... Something's askew here.
I'll be at the show, I'd say, is an 80% chance. I will be here. I'll make sure I'm here. But I don't have to see...
Are you leaving the state?
Maybe. I don't have to see the game, right?
Well, I would encourage that. We'll cover it for you. It's fine. Yeah. This is Sean, Callahan on the text line.
Sean Callahan's texting?
Sean, he says, guys, how awesome would it be to beat three Creighton coaches in a single season? That'd be Greg McDermott, actual Creighton, Darian DeVries, former Creighton assistant at Indiana, and now Dana Altman, of course, Creighton coach.
Jake, that would be your high. What did Jake text us the other day? Nebraska's record, and then Creighton's record below
I'll repeat that for you.
What is Creighton?
Oh, he loves this.
I have it on file in my head.
Yeah, yes.
Nebraska is 16-0. Kansas is 11-5, not ranked anymore. Kansas and Baylor are not ranked.
Jeez.
Creighton's 10-7. Creighton.
They're paying money to these guys, too.
But I can't. How about this one? It's been talked about. Well, KU doesn't have quite the same money that some people have. Then what's going on at Iowa State? Number two in the country. Yep.
Well, they might be in a better financial position.
I don't think
so. I don't know.
I don't know the dynamics.
I can't imagine that you can say Iowa State.
I think Kansas is in pretty good shape now. That was 2 years ago they weren't. Yeah. I think they've gotten it straightened out.
But we're thankful for Nebraska's success. If not, it'd be a lot of Iowa State conversation going on again.
At KC, you don't want that to happen.
You don't want
wherever
that.
I go.
That might go away now that Matt Campbell's gone. He might not have any Iowa State conversation at KC anymore.
Now it's going to be Penn State.
Yeah, it's going to be Penn State.
About Campbell? No, it's not the same.
No.
No, it's not.
We all expect.
Hey, Campbell left the underdog world for another world.
It's another world. Yes, exactly.
He left it for another world, didn't he? You know, you're not the underdog at Penn State.
No. And expectations right now are high. Doesn't matter. Nope. Not how it works.
No, that's a monstrosity.
The first thing you'd say is like, well, Cignetti got his team to the playoffs year one. They were 3-9, and they were Indiana. So
what do we lack?
What's the holdup here?
Yep.
Yeah, there is no holdup here.
Thanks, Cignetti is a pain in the you-know-what to a lot of coaches.
He is the biggest pain for ADs. Yeah. Oh, man, they're just like... How about the AD at Indiana that hired him?
Scott Dolson is there. He's just got a stogie.
How about that one?
He's got a permanent stogie.
Yes. And he probably had... When they have the AD meetings, I guarantee they carry him in on a chair.
They probably don't. There's probably jealousy. There's Dolson.
There he is. The media is all gathered around
him.
They
ain't carrying him in a chair.
You're right with that. But they would be... Imagine, but there'd be, I bet there's some, whatever, executive ADs or, you know, how many associate ADs does Nebraska have right now? 40? 40 associate ADs.
Seems about that.
So I'd imagine the associate ADs are like going, you see him? Dolson? He's right over there. You see him? He's right. That's him. That's him. He got SIGs.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the one. He got Cignetti. Because you know that Dolson, is it Dolson? Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Scott Dolson.
You know that Dolson had to probably go to the Regents and go like, now who are we hiring?
All right.
Well, he's 62. Yeah. He's 64 now, right now, if I'm correct.
Yeah,
he was
right.
62 at the time. 62-year-old guy. Where was he? Well, he's been at Elon. Mm-hmm. Did really good at Elon. Mm-hmm. And then JMU. And then, okay, mm-hmm. So we're bringing him to Indiana.
This is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing. He's 62. We're going to bring this guy like that. Is he a brash person?
That's why he's getting hoisted in a chair now. He has to.
Dolson.
He was like
Fernando Mendoza. He was a curiosity. That's what Cignetti was. Like, what? Indiana did what?
Yeah, and
who's this guy?
And forever, he will be the one linked to. Because someone had to hire him. And I have a hard time thinking that it was just unanimous yes.
I doubt it.
I guarantee there was somebody pushed back. Not, how much fun when you see that guy now from, let's just say he's one of the Regents, and it's like, you know, Todd Schmenge over there that said no go.
Oh,
and
all
sudden, imagine all of a sudden sitting in the meeting.
Hey, Schmenge.
Hey, Schmengs. You going to the game? You going to the championship game, Schmengs? Todd Schmenge, you going? Yeah, I'm going to go. Imagine his face. I'm going. I know.
Thought you didn't want
whoever
Cignetti
pushed back. Somebody
Cignetti.
Pushed back hard.
Somebody pushed back hard.
What
did.
Are we doing
right.
in Indiana?
Right.
We're somebody not hiring. Did. Someone pushed back hard, and they went over his head, right. And now Schmenge's sitting there. And he's going to be like, well, I guess, do I still get a room?
Can't we get a big name?
Yeah. Can we get something?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dolson. I've never even thought about that.
That would be
what's his name? Scott?
Scott Dolson. Dolson.
I need to look at him.
One more from Fred Hoiberg on Braden Frager's impact versus Indiana. Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, you know, the way that he handled that adversity on the road in one of the great venues in college basketball to bounce back with the second half that he did, and really it was the last, 11 minutes that he did all of his damage. And like I said, the thing that really got him going was that offensive rebound and putback, and then he hits the big step-back three that put us up 9, and then makes the play, where he dunks on a guy three or four inches taller than him and just ran back down the floor. I really like that. So, yes, he's growing, and, you know, he's still a young player. But to go out and have that type of impact on the road as a freshman, you know, the first year of eligibility for him has been really, really impressive.
I hope I see his parents at the bar again tonight before the game.
Now, sometimes, Jake, you've gone to 3 or 4 bars.
Likely that you will.
Yeah, so
they might comb the scene.
They might not be out.
Bring a cone. Bring the cone with you, Jake.
Comb.
Bring
cone.
No, bring the cone.
Oh, yeah.
Put it outside the bar so people know if you're in there or not.
Bring it.
If they see the orange cone outside.
Jake's there.
They'll know right away.
Not with Connor.
He's not with Connor. Connor's standing outside the arena right now.
Where's Jake at?
Freezing cold.
Connor, you might have to... Hey, just be ready for anything, okay?
What a winter coat tonight.
Yeah. Frager had 11 against Indiana, all in the second half.
Rink, Frager, Sorensen.
It just rolls off the tongue very nicely.
Kind of. I don't know if I'd say that. Frager.
We have the tag.
Frager is a girl's name. It's very questionable.
The middle name.
Middle name.
It's still middle name. Anything goes for middle name.
Yeah, it does.
In fact, Rink is questionable.
No, it's not. Jake's already, we've got the text.
Questionable. It's beautiful what he talked about.
As a girl's name.
We have to honor Rink.
Rink.
Tonight at 8 p.m., Pinnacle Bank Arena, Nebraska, Oregon, also on BTN if you can't go.
God, big one.
Just imagine 30 years from now, his daughter's like, Rink, that's an interesting
name.
Rink.
Yeah. Give me the story of that, Dad.
I'm glad you asked. Imagine that one trying to say, who's this Rink guy?
From Finland.
From Finland? That's who you're named after? My dad wore this jacket all the time. He's a Nebraska basketball
fan.
He's
a huge fan. He had a radio show.
He had a radio
show? No way.
No way. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
What do we have left?
He was the host.
Is this our last year of the show?
No.
Why would you say that?
I just want to know where we're going
with
it.
What's that all about?
I just want to know where we're going with it. Laura's been asking. She wants to travel.
She wants to travel.
She does.
Where are you going?
I don't know, but she wants to travel.
To Italy?
Finland.
God, that sounds just horrifying, going to Italy.
It's go over there and drink wine and smoke cigarettes.
What are we going to do all day?
Eat pasta all day.
Eat pasta, smoke cigarettes, and drink wine. Imagine that. You just feel kind of a little heavy.
So I just ate a bunch of. I don't feel so good.
I don't feel so good. I just ate a lot of pasta. Here, have a cigarette. You'll
just
enjoy it.
Do it again tomorrow, too.
What are we doing tomorrow?
Doing tomorrow, same thing.
Walk around watching buildings, seeing buildings.
Look at buildings. See,
oh, look at that.
Look at that old building. You want some pasta? Have a cigarette.
Look at that old. Traveling 101 right here.
We go on a boat in a river.
Yeah, good.
Whatever that is.
Push us through a canal.
Yeah. Come on.
Kind of a sewage canal kind of thing.
Yeah, we did this yesterday.
Yeah, we'll do it again. Want some wine?
No.
No, not really.
You got any Coke?
Can I get a Diet Coke anywhere?
When we come back, NFL wild card winners and losers next on Early Break on the Ticket.